Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I had to get a good giggle out of seeing what the Supreme Court did today, just due to the fact that what I said, or actually they did it on Monday, but what I said on my Monday show, and I got to give you, I've got to come clean. I have to, you know, let you know that there are times when I actually have to record my daily show maybe a day before, and that's what ended up happening. I actually recorded the show, yesterday's show on Sunday. And that's just because I've got so much on my plate. I've got a long-time friend that is in hospice, and so I'm, you know, taking a lot on my plate in helping and taking care of some of those things. You know, that's what you do, right? Family, friends, that's what you do when people need you. And I'm telling you, there's nobody that needs you at a greater point in time in their life than when they're in those types of struggles. So anyway, I look at my schedule and I have to kind of work around some of the things that I, you know, need to help with. And so a lot of times I do these shows, unfortunately, maybe the night before, or sometimes it's just a couple of hours right before the show or what have you. But a lot of times I do not have the ability to just do a live show. So that's why I've provided you with our comment line. If you want to make a comment about the show, go to 425-270-5416. And I'm going to change the other shows. If you want to call in, you know, those back-to-break type of bumper music or what have you that you have in between segments, I will be fixing that because this is going to be kind of a long haul for me. And so I just want to make sure that you're aware of the fact of, you know, what's going on, but more importantly, or, you know, not to pat myself on the back, but I told you, I said that the Supreme Court is going to inject and try to create this facade that, you know, we're going to allow states to go down and do what they want to do. What I would believe that that would be the great thing, and I think Clarence Thomas completely missed it, is that it's not about relevance, it's about jurisdiction. Clarence Thomas should have pulled the plug on the Supreme Court by saying, we have no jurisdiction over matters that are not enumerated. Now, I believe Clarence Thomas is a big fan of this show. He has to be because of what he did yesterday. Anyway, I'm just kidding. The listen line, if you want to listen, because you cannot, you know, stream at this point in time when you're driving or what have you, 605-562-4209. And one of the last thing I said was regarding the general constitution. We do not have a general constitution, but we do, and what I meant to say was general government. And so as we were just going off the air, and I wanted to get that out there real quick, so my apologies on the misstatement yesterday. But as we, you know, kind of look at where we are and what we're doing, I hope what I am telling you is making sense. I hope you realize that we have been manipulated into these distractions over passionate issues, whether it be abortion, whether it be vaccinations, healthcare. All of these passionate issues are just divisive issues. When it really comes down, I mean, there are people on the left that want to see the government dictate everything because they're communists. They want that to happen. And they don't want you to say, hey, the federal government has no authority, no jurisdiction to be even delving into these topics. And that is the kryptonite to what they're trying to do, my friends, to this super communist global government they're trying to create. The kryptonite is the Constitution. The limitations of the Constitution placed onto the general government, they have no authority to do these things. And with the state standing up, with Wyoming actually positioning itself and other states getting ready to join, we're going to get there. But we need your prayers and we need your help. And so let me just kind of, before I start groveling, let me remind you that this show is also brought to you by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. You didn't see that coming, did you? Anyway, so on to the groveling. If you really want to see these things manifest themselves, you want to see I tell people all the time that bad ideas grow legs. And what ends up happening is ideas that happen in California, next thing you know, they're popping up in New Jersey, because I saw some people on Facebook complaining in New Jersey that they're trying to teach the LGBT history to young kids in school. And this is a big pandering and a big propaganda assault. What do you want to call that? A huge propaganda campaign in trying to instill in these kids just how mean and how evil those Christians were as they were, you know, oppressing people. You know what? There's reasons for the fact of identifying sins and so forth. They're not, you know, so what's worse? What in your mind is worse? Adultery or homosexuality? Guess what? In the Bible, they were both stoning offenses. And so now all of a sudden, somebody on the homosexual side, when they come out of the closet, regardless of whether they've completely devastated, you know, four kids in the family because daddy's finally awakened to, you know, this deeper secret. And then all of a sudden, he's a hero in the community because he's come out and he's realized he's been able to shed this facade that he's been forced to wear. And I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. Really? We're making heroes out of these people that have surrendered to this perverse, debased degeneracy in their lives. And so, you know, I I'm not trying to promote adultery in any way whatsoever. But my point is, both of them were stoning offenses. And so, I'm just at a loss of words at where we are at this point in time and how we've gotten here. But these bad ideas grow legs, and now they're surfacing, and these I'll just call them evil, these evil programs that are being ramrodded down your children's throats into their brains. And they're doing more harm than anything else. I mean, there is no good that is involved in this. This is all about perverting and sexualizing children. And years ago, we all recognized that that was wrong, that we shouldn't be exposing young kids to adult matter. That's why we have X ratings, R ratings, and PG-13. And are you kidding me? They're actually throwing X-rated material at kids in libraries. They're throwing X-rated material at kids in elementary school. Are you kidding me? Since when have... Folks, if you don't recognize the sign of the times and how evil is good and good is evil, you better wake up. You better make this year the year you commit. And so this is where we grovel right here, because we need your help. If you want to end all of these types of things, if you want to get government out of dictating these perverse topics in education, then you have to help us with Republic Review. It is the one-size-fits-all cure that gets rid of tyrannical government, because it forces the federal government back into the framework. And all of a sudden, when they're back in the framework, they don't have budget and money to pander to these leftist states like California to say, okay, we'll help subsidize. We've been subsidizing California for years. And now the time has come where California is going to have to pay the piper. And as far as I'm concerned, if they have to fall, then they will fall, and we will do, what they call it is conservatorship. And we'll appoint people to go in and actually get rid of all the unnecessary services and get back to the nuts and bolts of education, good education, fire, police, and the essential services the government is to provide. And that's it. Instead of all this social engineering and all this crappy agenda that they're destroying our society with. So we just ask that there's ways you can support us. If you drink coffee, I would ask that you buy yourself a pound of Red State coffee. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org and get yourself a pound of coffee. Try that coffee. Call us 425-270-5416 and you let us know what you think of that coffee. I'm going to tell you, you're probably going to say, wow, this is one of the best cups of coffee I've had. That's what I typically hear from people that are drinking this coffee from this company. So please give, I hate to say this, but give us some support by, buying the product that you're going to consume anyway. It may cost you a little more, but you are supporting a cause that will preserve liberty for your children and for your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and into the next centuries. So, because when we get them back into the framework, we're locking them down. They're not coming out ever. At least I don't, but we can make it so we never foresee this again. We are at a hard break, so we will be right back after a couple of promos. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
Okay, so there are other ways that we actually need help. And if you want to get involved, just send us an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. That way, you can let us know where you are, what county, because maybe we can connect you with other people that are already helping. Maybe there's some things you can do that can actually help us become successful in your state.
I would love to see a real race going between 2, 3, 4, 10 states of who's going to be the first one to go, who's going to be the first one to call for the audit. This, we're talking about a very historical, monumental event that is going to occur. If you understand the ramifications of the Constitutional Convention, where they actually just, you know, created this new form of government, and then the ratification debates, and that whole, that history, that catalyst that changed the direction of this nation to, you know, to make it like no other nation ever. It was the greatest republic ever formed. And what we're talking about is almost an equal importance and equal significance, because what we are talking about is actually that pivotal move to where the republic actually is able to restore order from chaos. We're going to be able to actually put this republic back onto the same tracks that the framers created, so that America can be great once and for all. And it doesn't take a president to do that. It takes the states to do that, just so you understand. And it's not that I'm being a never Trumper. I think Trump is kind of helping, but, you know, bottom line, Trump can't do it. It requires the states to do it. So that's why we need you to get involved. So it's not about money, but it is about money. Politics cost money. And if you think that you can't do this without money, you're fooling yourself. We need money, but we also need, you know, people to get involved in the effort as well. So either way, we're asking, we're begging, we're pleading that you make this year the year that you commit to getting involved and becoming a part of the solution, okay? So with that, let me also ask you, what are you doing? We're literally, 3 months now? Today is June 17th. Or actually, that was yesterday. Constitution Week kicks off on September 17th, 3 months away. What are you doing for Constitution Day? What are you doing to bring greater awareness to the Constitution in your community, your city, your neighborhood, whatever? And so I'm here to tell you there are things you can do. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Try to create some plans. Let us know once you've got some, you know, some real plans formed and things are going to happen. Then let us know. We'd be happy to plug it for you. Let your dealerships know if that's the path you're going, or whatever business you're working with. Let them know, hey, we're going to have this promoted on GR Mobley's Reclaiming the Republic. Free. I'm going to promote you for free. So there you go. Anyway, as I always do, I always check the news and try to find out if there is any sign that the federal government is going to disband any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers. And guess what? They're not going to. As a matter of fact, anybody will tell you that anybody that assumes these type of powers, they never willingly surrender their powers. They never willingly surrender their structure, their organization, or what have you. Very few times will you find a leader that was willing to do what is best for the organization and surrender a body, resources, or what have you, so that they can be more effective in a different position. That in itself requires real leadership to be able to do that. And so, where are we today? Well, it's going to take you and me. We're going to have to actually put our shoulders in there and really start pushing and pulling whatever we need to do. So what I want to do today, I was going to try to close. There's a couple of few little lingering things that I didn't get into yesterday regarding the leadership and how to deal with this problem with the party division and so forth. But let me get into some marketing, because I think it's time. If you want to start understanding really what's going on around the world, because G. Edward Griffin provides a lot of good insight in his Need to Know News. And so in his Need to Know News, he talks about these smart cities. And about 50% of the 1,000 smart cities that are being built worldwide, 50% are in China. But the money allocated for the cities, which is about $74 billion in public and private investment, has instead been spent on enhancing government surveillance of Chinese citizens. So China is getting billions of dollars from some organizations to, you know, improve their cities, to make them smart cities. And what they're doing is they're improving Big Brother. The security apparatus uses a vast network of cameras, facial, and even GAIT, G-A-I-T recognition, along with artificial intelligence and cloud computing to identify and track many of China's 1.34 billion people. Most citizens are required to download apps on their phones that let the authorities monitor what they look and track their movements. So they're keeping track of what you're looking at, what you're buying, what you're doing, where you're going, which can land someone in the gulags, is what he's calling them, even though gulag is not a Chinese term. But let's just say you can be placed into the organ donorship camp, where they send you off to a place where they're literally going to take your organs from you. And we'll get into that in just a few. Another thing that was pointed out on the Need to Know News and was in the national news and everything else, there's a guy by the name of Greg Northcutt. Northcott. I probably pronounced that wrong the first time. Craig Northcott is the district attorney. He's the attorney general for Coffee County. And he has been a, let's just say, outspoken on some very fire brand or some very hot issues that get a lot of people really upset. And what he has said is in one of his, I don't want to call them tirades, but in articulating a problem regarding Islam, this is what he said. This is a quote. "They are not evil because of their gender, skin color, or country of origin. Instead, they are evil because they profess a commitment to an evil belief system." Interesting. "Islam is," again, he's quoting, "evil, violent, and against God's truth," and likened being Muslim to, and he likens, you know, being Muslim to being a part of the KKK, Aryan Nation, and so forth. And so, actually, there is some incredible, let's just call them, there are some incredible links between those paradigms, between those types of organizations that believe that for a race purpose, in, you know, in the Aryan race, the KKK, for whatever purposes, but in Islam, it is a religious purpose. So even though many of us think that the topic of perverse sexuality is not only inappropriate in the public space, it is an offense as far as most of us think, and good Christians are silent, and this has opened the door for filth spewing from public forums and into our school system. And I've kind of already lent to this, that we're seeing this, this movement where there's being money spent on sending transvestites, drags, and the LGBT agenda so that these, what's the best way of saying this? These transvestites and these perverse people are actually doing story time in the public library for little kids. And what I really don't understand is how parents can actually take their kids and allow their kids to be exposed to that. I mean, that is directly sexualizing your children. That is directly doing that. And I'm going, it's wrong. And it's wrong for society to start actually supporting these types of things. This is a very dangerous path that we're on. These kids are, they're losing their innocence, and they're being exposed to things that they shouldn't be exposed to at that point in time. G. Edward Griffin also said that in donating to Planned Parenthood, like Netflix, Ben & Jerry's, and Converse, and many other far-left companies are doing, so they're spending a lot of money. These companies I just mentioned, Converse, Netflix, Ben & Jerry's, and so forth, are spending a lot of money on Planned Parenthood. In contrast to that, Wendy's has launched a campaign to donate up to $500,000 towards adoption programs for foster children. Wendy's founder, Dave Thomas, was adopted when he was 6 weeks old, and Wendy's is taking a bold step in offering a human alternative to the problem. Isn't that a beautiful thing? And they never want to cover that. If they want to cover these types of topics at all on the mainstream media, they're just saying that, you know, Wendy's is going to be burying their head in the sand as they're trying to contribute to, you know, a bad movement or what have you. And I'm going, what the heck? Anyway, so I gave you some good news, but we've got more when we come back. And we're going to be talking about the Chinese organ harvesting, as well as some other things that is coming from the Need to Know News. You should be signing up for J. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News, and we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
And so here's something you may not know that you'll find on the Need to Know News. And folks, I'm only covering just a few of the many articles that is on the Need to Know News. And as a matter of fact, a lot of these articles, actually, G. Edward Griffin provides a little, you know, condensing or what you need to know kind of up front. And that's usually what I'm reading, or usually his words. But G. Edward Griffin identified that George Soros is funding candidates across the country for the office of district attorney. As prosecutors file charges against accused criminals, or they can drop charges, U.S. Attorney William McSwain said that the criminal justice reform should be legislated with broad public support instead of implementing Soros' radical reform agenda. The Philadelphia prosecutor, Larry Krasner, a leftist prosecutor funded by Soros, provides a case study of skyrocketing violent crime that has resulted from the implementation of Soros' radical reform policies. So, as you see this, and as you understand what these guys are doing, Soros shouldn't be able to do this. And so what is it going to take to get you involved to start countering this stuff? You want to take all this stuff back? easy. Let's execute Republic Review. It is the process in dealing with this stuff. G. Edward Griffin also basically came out. He said, a study by the News Media Alliance showed that Google made, and this is a staggering amount, $4.7 billion in 2018 from the news industry. I'm going to say that again. A study by the News Media Alliance showed that Google made $4.7 billion in 2018 alone from the news industry. David Chavern, the president of the alliance, which represents about 20,000 newspapers across the country, claims that they deserve a cut of the $4.7 billion in the profits Google makes from the news content that generates revenue for the tech giant for free while publishers receive little in return. So in other words, Google is doing this, but they're making money off of it, and they're not giving a stipends to the individuals. And so this is very similar to the same lawsuit where there, I think it was like $12 billion that was captured in revenue by Google in Europe alone. And so we're starting to see that Google is kind of taking content from other people that's probably copyrighted or what have you, and they're actually selling it for a profit. Folks, what's it going to take? It's obvious that these tech giants are not our friends. They're working in every way possible, because you know as well as I do that they are working ardently in trying to censor data and getting you to buy into their crap. They're just propaganda mills, and they need to be shut down. But anyway, they're just going to keep going on and on. So anyway, Mr. Norcutt, I'm going to get back to Mr. Norcutt. He also spoke out against domestic violence regarding homosexuality. Because here's the other thing. He's kind of upset the LGBT, you know, radicals out there. And he said this. This is a quote. The reason that there's extra punishment on domestic violence is to recognize and protect the sanctity of marriage, Northcott said during his speech. And I said there's no marriage to protect regarding the homosexuals, so I don't prosecute them as domestics. And so that really upsets people, because they want full equality. And so they're not getting prosecuted with the same kind of vigor as domestic violence. I'm going, well, that seems like a benefit for them. Anyway, I guess they want to be prosecuted with more vigor and, you know, harsher punishments regarding domestic violence. Anyway, Iran's foreign minister warned on last week, I think it was Monday last week, that it cannot expect to stay safe, or the United States can no longer expect to stay safe after launching what he described as an economic war against Tehran. You know, we're starting to see all of these. And I've been telling you that we are, you know, we're at the cusp of possibly having a multi-war front with some small little countries such as Iran. And, you know, what's interesting is there's a lot of people out there that just, oh, you know, Iran, that's going to be terrible. We do not want to have a war with Iran. And they're no stronger than Iraq. They're in no better position. And I'm telling you, if you really go back to the Gulf War, what did it take for us to actually topple Saddam Hussein? It didn't take much effort. I mean, there's a huge coalition, and I'm telling you, you're going to find a huge coalition that is going to go into the Persian Gulf, into the Strait of Hormuz, and actually get very involved in ensuring that Iran behaves. I believe Britain has already sent down, or they're on their way, reinforcements and troops, and they'll probably be going through the canal instead of going all the way around Africa to get over there. So it's going to get interesting, folks. It's going to get very, very interesting in what's going on. And that's why I'll read about this stuff a week or two later, just due to the fact that it's not going anywhere. It, you know, the rhetoric is going to ratchet up. Don't lose sleep over this at this point in time. And, you know, until, you know, your sons and daughters are being, you know, sent over and being positioned, then you can kind of worry about it, because we have been in and out and in and out and in and out of all of this rhetoric and all of this positioning, geopolitical positioning all over the globe. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the one thing the United States government actually has a constitutional role in doing. And they need to be supporting liberty. That's what they need to be doing. If they're trying to do regime changes and those types of things, if it's not in support of liberty, I'm not going to be supporting it. So let me move on with another piece coming from Edward Griffin and the Need to Know News. President Trump signed an executive order last week to make it easier for genetically engineered plants and animals to enter the food supply. Crops produced with newer gene editing technologies, including the CRISPR gene editing technique, would only be subjected to special oversight under the proposed rule if they posed a risk as plants and pests and so forth. Americans have objected to GMOs for many years over health and safety issues, but politicians ignore the will of the people. Now, I'm going to say this because I saw this really good counterpoint. You know, how many people out there are actually complaining about GMOs while you're sitting down eating your seedless grapes or your seedless watermelon? Because to tell you the truth, those two seedless products are products that were engineered or designed so that you wouldn't get the seeds. Isn't that a genetically modified organism? And so let's look at this. And so I honestly believe that we have to have a really good exposure and transparency and visibility. The problem is the private sector and some of these corporations, they're not exposing everything, and they're not, and the government's not saying, hey, we want to see some tests and so forth. But here's the beautiful thing. They're being protected or they're being held back by a government that has no power to do either. You got to understand, the federal government does not have any power to dictate what food is good and what food is bad. That is your state's job. And so if you want to have a high bar for your food standards and you want to have pure food, then you can do that at your state level. And then you can watch other people, like over there in California, that wants to go ahead and expose their people to the GMOs. And then 20 years later, if, you know, all of a sudden people have, you know, hands growing out of their ears or, you know, all sorts of weird things happening to their body, then okay. The empirical evidence has been exposed. It's just like the empirical evidence has been exposed that taking prayer out of the school has decimated and debased our society. It all started with that. Well, it started with a lot of other things before that, but that was one of the big enforcement things that really shifted and took morality out of our society. And so, you know, whether it's social engineering or genetic engineering with plants and food and so forth, there is something to be said in allowing a state to go ahead and implement their own social engineering. That's what we call the 50 Petri dish formula, to where, you know, when one state wants to try to do something, they screw their people up. At least the other states weren't forced into it. And so we have all learned from the mistakes of Massachusetts in trying to socialize medicine. There we go. We're done. Moving on. We're going to maintain a free healthcare exchange system and keep the borders open for that. Let me move on. G. Edward Griffin is talking about the national parks in one of his articles, and he says the National Park Service has quietly removed signs warning visitors to Glacier National Park that they should take their selfies with the glacier now, since it would be gone by 2020. a victim of climate change. And so actually I should be playing my climatology thing. So I'm going to have to repeat this when I do that, because I'll do that tomorrow, because I've got a few climatology pieces. But if you haven't heard this, they're saying that these things are eroding bit by bit, but researchers can't make any accurate prediction. As a matter of fact, some of it's growing. But with that, we'll be right back after this hard break. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back after this. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. This show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. So to close on this national park, glaciers disappearing and so forth, there was actually an article just published, and actually they just had a late snowfall as well. They're finding that there's some glaciers up in Montana that have actually, they're no longer decreasing. Some of them have grown, and so, or some parts of them have grown. And I remember speaking with a geologist a few years back, and he said that really what's going on with the climate change, and I've told you this before, it has everything to do with the ocean venting. And the ocean is, because where these ocean vents, these volcanoes at the bottom of the ocean are releasing heat. And because of where they are and releasing the heat, it is changing the currents of the ocean, which is changing the winds and weather patterns, which is why in certain places glaciers are growing and in other places glaciers are shrinking. And that's just because of the wind. Now it's a warm wind going this way and it's a cold wind going that way. And so there's a lot more that's going on, and people are just trying to say this is all man-made. We've got to surrender ourselves to government, and that is the big deceit, the big lie. It's always been a big lie. This lie has been perpetrated since ancient Greece when they talked about weather patterns and so forth way back then. I mean, that's how old, it's almost like peak oil, even though they didn't have peak oil back in Greece, ancient Greece. But peak oil has been an issue since the 1800s. They had a big, huge peak oil scare back in the 1920s. And I know some of this stuff all started, oh, well, what happens when this one well, because they only thought there was one or two wells, and then they found more. Oh, well, what happens when these wells go? Oh, well, we found more. And that's the way it is. It's pathetic because they keep on using these types of things to scare people into believing that, you know, this is it, folks. You know, we're all going to die. Unless you surrender everything to, you know, government, then government can save us. Anyway, if you haven't heard, the protests that have been going on that I've been talking about in Hong Kong has actually been very successful in turning their prime minister, president of Hong Kong, or whatever, the flunky of the Chinese Communist Party, whoever that lackey is or flunky is. They've actually basically said, okay, we're not going to extradite anybody. We won't extradite anybody. Now they're calling for that person to be fired or to step down. I'm telling you that at least you've got a person that is willing to at least listen to the pressures and so forth. Because the next person that comes up, I don't know if you're going to have somebody that's going to be willing to not do the Chinese Communist Party's bidding anymore. So it's better with the devil you know than going with the devil you don't know, Hong Kong. And at least they listened and they've stopped what they're doing. You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater until you feel like there's nothing more to do. And I read a really interesting story about a man in Colorado that was considered one of the most reasonable men that did one of the most unreasonable things ever. And I'll just type, kind of summarize this story. It happened, I think, on June 4th, and grainy or something like that in Colorado. And this man had a muffler shop, or, you know, he had an auto shop that, you know, worked on cars. And the city allowed a cement factory to open up across the street or on the same street that this guy was on. It's going to be a big factory. And, of course, they were going to make all sorts of money. Well, what ended up happening was the city basically took a deaf ear to this small little owner of this factory, and or not this factory, the small owner of this auto shop. And when the cement factory came in, they actually disconnected this guy, his sewage connection, so he couldn't use the sewage anymore, so that they could actually tap into it. They never corrected the problem. Well, so he complained, and then the city started fining him for not having his sewage connected. And so as he started complaining, he said, hey, you're cutting off the I can't have any business because this factory and all the building and everything else is taking away my business. And so they took a deaf ear to that as well. It got so bad that he was totally decimated. He actually went out and bought a bulldozer so that he could help with some of the construction in building an alternate road so that he would be able to have customers come to his business. And the city council took a deaf ear to that. And so he was absolutely ruined. I mean, he lost everything. And so what he did was he took that bulldozer that he had built or that he had actually bought to save his business. And he kind of reinforced it, armored it, and all sorts of things so that he couldn't be stopped. And he created a little capsule with bulletproof glass and everything else. And I forget the guy's name, but he actually went on a rampage with this bulldozer. This was on June 4th, and it was, I think, 13 years ago. And what he did with this bulldozer is he literally destroyed every building that was built on that factory. And he also destroyed the city hall. And they had a SWAT team go in, and they couldn't stop him. Small arms couldn't stop him or anything else. And the only reason this guy was stopped, and he ended up taking his own life, was because one of the last buildings he was taking down actually collapsed on him, and he could not get out. And so what he ended up doing was he ended up just taking his own life on the bulldozer. So it was basically stated that this guy was one of the most reasonable people that was literally forced by government coercion and a lack of having a good representative government in your city hall. And he was just pushed to the brink of doing the most unreasonable thing a human being could do. And that's going on a rampage of destroying things. So anyway, that's what people will do. That's why people will protest when they realize how bad something's getting. And the Hong Kong people are getting there. One of the other things that G. Edward Griffin has out there, and we'll probably have to close it after this because we got about 3 minutes left, a leaked document shows that Facebook is tracking and monitoring users online and offline behavior to determine whether they should be designated as a hate agent. In other words, if you have, and they have this ability with your phone, they have far less ability with your home computer if you're using your home computer, because you can have, you have the ability of separating on a computer Facebook on your own, on a very specific browser, whether you want to use Chrome, whether you want to use Firefox, Internet Explorer, Edge, whatever it is, Safari. You can isolate the social media work that you're doing in that browser so that they don't necessarily see what you're doing in the other browsers. But they have apps and all sorts of other things that they can monitor you, and they can add, and so they're trying to come up with a way of determining whether you're a hate agent, and using a hate agent policy review to actually kick you off these social media platforms. And so what they're trying to do is they're trying to go after individuals, and including phrases and these types of things in what they're going after. They're also saying tattoos of hate symbols or hate slogans. If you have tattoos on your body, then they consider that possessing hate paraphernalia. These are also signals that they are using, trying to categorize people as hate agents for statements made in private but later made public. And the company has shown that it will publicize private information on their users to assist the media in hit jobs, just like what the John Birch Society tried to do with me, on regular American citizens. I'm telling you, when somebody comes and actually attacks you, whether that be in a public forum or social media or even in private, people, you take that personal, right? I mean, because they're attacking you. That's one of those points in time where it's okay to personalize that. And so apparently, with all the things that are leaking out of Facebook, some people are finding the censorship repugnant. And what will we do when we embrace all the evil practices of censorship and we will no longer have these leaks and people? Because it's just a matter of time when all of a sudden we continually see this. The kids coming out of school will be programmed to going, well, this is a good thing. They're being programmed to losing their morals and their conscience. And so we're being set up into a society because of the indoctrination that is literally trying to actually destroy us and force us into a paradigm that you will do what you're told. A former Pinterest engineer, Eric Cochran, was fired after he exposed his former employer, Pinterest, for censorship over pro-life group Live Action to James Keefe, who is with Project Veritas. I'm trying to rush through this. But basically what they're doing is they're using this thing called a pornography block list, and they're shutting down these anti-abortion groups like Project Veritas. If you remember him, I think it was O'Keefe that was involved in that, James O'Keefe, and he exposed Planned Parenthood in selling baby parts. He's done all sorts of really good exposés on Planned Parenthood in the abortion industry. With that, I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, but we need your help and we need you to get involved. We'll be back. God bless. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in
in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.